Hey guys, thanks for watching Ike Live. It's brought to you by Mystery Tackle Box. Please check them out. They've got a great product. Go to mysterytacklebox.com.
If you use the coupon code IKELIVE, you get 50% off your first Pro Box. That's $12.50 for a almost $50 value of baits in this box. Hey everybody, welcome back to Ike Live. This is the Christmas special. I have a very special walk-in guest with me right now, Mr. Vegas. Vegas, how you doing tonight?
Talk to the mic.
Good.
It's good to see you. Are you excited about Christmas? Are you excited as I am? Because I'm excited. Are you excited?
Yes.
Okay. Pete was dressed as Santa Claus tonight. We know he's not the real Santa Claus. He's just posing as one. But if Santa's watching right now, Santa is a big fan of Ike Live. He's a big fan of the show. So Santa's probably watching right now. If he's watching, do you want to tell him anything in particular, or do you want to ask for anything special?
No.
Is there one gift you'd like for Christmas this year?
Well, I always have Santa on my present. I don't have anything else.
Nothing else. You got everything you need?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I love you very much.
No.
Okay, go ahead. Go away. Go back. Love you, Vegas. Welcome back to the show, Pete. Want to remind everybody watching, we've got a great show tonight. We're giving away prizes every 10 minutes. We're going to be giving one away here in a second. We've also got some great guests, including Gene's on the couch with us tonight from TH.
Did you know that Gene's an Iron Man?
I didn't know that. Like, you mean like Ozzy Osbourne? Like, Iron Man. Like that one? Or
Well, you know what? My last name does stand for Man of Iron.
See that? There you go.
I did not know that. Yeah, that's kind of interesting, but not really.
But you've completed Iron Man courses.
I am an Iron Man.
Okay.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Right.
I'm giving it up.
That's tough.
Running's pretty boring.
What is the Iron Man?
You swim 2.4 miles, you bike 112, and then you run a marathon 26.2.
Good Lord.
I could never do that.
Wow.
I'm amazed.
All in the same year?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm amazed at people that can do that. I would never hang.
How old were you when you did that?
It was 4 years ago when I quit. I was in a snowboarding accident, and I can't run at all anymore. Wow. Can't even get a block, so I just had to hang it up.
Beast.
Mm. Beast.
So. How many of them have you completed?
Three.
Three Ironmans. Wow.
Yeah. And not getting any younger, so there's not going to be a fourth.
Okay. Well, can't you get like a substitute for the running component so you could keep going?
I wish. That's the worst. I mean, I've ran a lot of marathons, and when you get off a bike after 112 miles and then you know you're going to have to run a marathon,
that's impossible.
You second guess yourself and why you're doing it.
So, I just can't imagine.
So is the running the hardest part of it?
No, the running's the easiest. The bike's hard. You know, the swim is you float. You know, you just get through it. But the bike's hard. 112
wow.
miles on a bike.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, it's very impressive. You can do that, you can do anything,
you can
I
do
imagine.
Anything. And on that note, if you can do anything, it's now time for the Ike Live rapid fire questions. Are you ready, Gene?
I'm ready. Let's see.
Drum roll, please. Brian, drum roll.
I've never done it before. What is this? You just ask about
five questions.
Every guest that comes on our show and sits on that couch, we asked you five. I think tonight we actually have six, Pete, because it's the holidays. Six rapid fire questions. The only rule to this rapid-fire question piece, and Dave, tell them the only rule, is...
You have to be honest.
You have to be honest.
Gotcha.
This is like Wonder Woman's lasso. Once you sit on that couch, you have to be honest
like
in your answer of your questions.
There's an invisible woman right between
us. Was her lasso on an honesty lasso?
Yeah.
It was
an honesty lasso, I'm pretty sure. Okay, question number one. And remember, you have to answer truthfully. Question number one. Gene, who is the biggest pain in the ass to work with at TH Marine? Gerald Swindle? Luke Duncan? Kevin Van Dam? Or Jeff Crete? Who is the biggest pain in the ass to work with?
Swindle.
Swindle! That's correct!
That's correct.
Wow!
He's awesome.
That's
He's
correct.
Awesome. He's just not really good about returning calls.
That's correct.
He's awesome.
I could answer it for him right now. Gene, I'm out up here in the deer stand. I'm up here in the deer stand doing nothing but picking my nose.
Exactly.
Lulu's down there making me dinner because I don't cook. Call you back in a year, Gene.
<That's>
That's funny.
That was a correct answer. Question number two. Back in your insurance days, considering the current state of Pete's health, would you ever, in a million years, provide Pete with insurance?
Yes.
Oh, yes!
High risk insurance.
Wow!
Broker.
Do you want to elaborate on that?
Well, in the insurance business, okay, insurance right. is simple. You paid me to pay your claim.
Right.
Okay, everybody's going to get in a car wreck, and it's whatever deductible you choose, you right. just know you're paying me to pay your claim.
Right.
So there is a price, Pete. It's going to be high, though. You know, I will insure you.
Well,
no more cheeseburgers.
I appreciate you. Okay. I'm staying off the sausage.
Okay, yeah. I could tell.
It's a good one.
And the cheesesteaks.
And the cheesesteaks. Question number three. Which of the following is key to pack for a trip to Lake Toho in Florida? Atlas Jackplate? G-Juice? A one-ounce punch bait? Or a little tiny number 10 hooked Berkeley frog?
I'm going to go with the punch weight.
Punch weight! That is correct also. 1 ounce
three,
punch
three
weight.
Three for three.
You got to have that in Florida. Lake Toho for big bass. Correct.
Is there a side joke on the Berkeley frog?
Do you want to...
Clausen kind of made fun of me for having one.
There's a side joke.
He's kind of a frog snob, and he doesn't even...
They don't even throw his frog. How could he be a frog snob? Question number four. If you were going to add one new sound in 2019 to the Hydrowave unit, would it be A, the Rick Morris cricket sound, B, the Gerald Swindle redneck illiteracy sound, three, the Dave LaFever endless ranting of why he didn't catch him on continuous loop sound?
On continuous loop.
CT. D. Kevin Van Damme's head scratching sound.
I'm going to go with...
Wait, there's one more.
Oh, there is?
Or E. Brian's ghost.
What is...
Hey, guys. Got that icky sticky?
So what I would do, and in all seriousness, I'm not going to go with just the Swindle redneck what?
Illiteracy.
I'm going to make it more of a schooling pattern and add in Wesley Strait.
Oh, Wesley. Wow.
So it'd be a Gerald Wesley
combination
thing going on.
And yeah. Pete, I haven't my notes here. That is correct also. Wow.
With bonus points.
With bonus points. Yeah. It's incredible. All right, we're almost through it. Normally there's five, but you end up with two more. Number five. What's grosser? Which of the following is grosser? Wait, where's number one? Oh. One, the flesh-eating virus from the St. John's River. It's a real thing.
That's pretty gross.
Two, two vampires fighting over a bloody tampon?
Oh, that's...
Three. Wow. Three. A truckload of dead dogs with one on the bottom that's alive eating his way up?
What time were these questions written?
Or four. Getting a hook in your hand and having your brother-in-law remove it.
Okay. You must have some intel.
I don't have any intel.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go with the vampire thing.
That's the vampire?
Pretty, it's pretty nasty.
Yeah, two vampires finding a bloody tampon. That's gross.
So your brother-in-law de-hooked
you? No, my little brother. I got a McStick in my hand, and it went into the knuckle, and I fainted. And it was in, I tried to pull it, you know, but I was by myself. And So I called my little brother over in Crete. McClellan were making fun of me because they knew I was going to go to the emergency room.
Yeah.
So my brother tried a couple times and couldn't get it, so I went to the emergency room.
Yeah.
So I'll never live that down.
Gotcha. What does trying a couple times and didn't get it like?
I don't even like the sound of that.
That just chills run down my spine. Is this what, like, is this like a pair of pliers and one foot on your hand?
No, I had the braid. I pow, and it
didn't work?
No, and I just... Oh. I was out. Oh, I'm the biggest sissy there is for that.
Just thinking about it.
Let's change the topic. Yes.
Yeah, he can run an Iron Man.
I know. I know, but there's something about that hook.
A number six treble hook, extra thin.
Yeah, Pete actually.
Put you on the deck.
Pete, you removed a few from me over the years.
Yep. Yeah.
But
yeah,
never,
we did it right out here on the lake.
Out here. A few, yeah. But never in the bone like that. That's just, that's just creepy.
It was grizzly. Like in the grizzly.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll be honest. The one, I've been hooked a lot, but one, I still have a scar from it that hooked me in the knuckle. And I, when it got pulled out, it came out successfully, I'm still getting chills just thinking about it now. It hurt worse than anything I've ever had happen to me.
Yeah.
And I've had cuts. I've been smashing head, concussions, all. But that ripping out of, there's like nerve fibers or something, cartilage.
Yeah.
And when that barb comes ripping, tearing through there,
how you get the terrorist. I'm telling you. You stick them with the treble hook, they'll say anything. Because I know
it's a technique.
I said anything when I pulled that out.
All right, and then let's end it. The last one, and then Eric, we're going to go to a prize after this last question. And this one's number six. Remember, you got to answer this truthfully. This happens to be a true or false question. Pete, give me a drum roll real quick. Last question. Thank you. True or false? Ike Live is the best fishing podcast in the world.
True.
And he got them all right. Gene got them all right tonight.
What do I
win? Wow. You win. Dave, what's he win?
He wins all you can eat
sausage tonight.
With a side of liquid mayhem.
With a side of liquid mayhem. Put a little bit of mayhem on there. You'll love it. That was awesome. Thank you for participating in that. Eric, it is time to give away another prize. I'm going to ring the bell. And let's go with the best comment we've got here in a little bit, E. Pick one for us, and we're going to give away something.
Yeah, I like this one. This is from Kurt Slee is the username. It's a weird username. My first time watching Ike Live, and I even got my wife to hang out and watch tonight with me. So I think that's a pretty
good one. Kurt.
Hello, Mrs.
Hello.
She deserves
Hi, Kurt's her. Wife.
Yeah.
And Kurt, for the great comment. And forcing your wife to watch under a bound and gagged tonight.
Do we have any good prizes for a wife?
For Kurt, we're going to give away, you ready for this? A line cutter's hat, like awesome. The one you're seeing me wear right now, and a line cutter's ring.
Oh, sweet.
So one for the wife and one for the husband.
All right.
Thank you, Kurt. Kurt, send an IM through your address, and we'll get that prize to you. Thanks for watching tonight. I want to keep going. We're going to get Jeff Crete on the phone here in about 10 minutes. About 15 minutes. Before we do that, Pete, I want to give you a little update on where I've been. And then I think Stormtrooper is going to roll through in a second, too.
Okay.
But very interesting. So
how was you were practicing for the Classic?
Yes, practicing for the Bassmaster Classic. I left Monday, which gave me 4 full days on the water at Lake Hartwell. And it's interesting because, as always, when you're this far out, it's like, you know, how do you utilize your time best to predict what's going to happen the second week of March? And that's what I was up against.
Because you're months away.
Months away. Yeah. It's going to be different water temperature, different pattern. You know, they're going to be thinking spawn. Mm-hmm. So I spend very little time fishing. I only fish probably 2.5 hours in 4 full days.
Wow.
And spend a lot of time idling. You know, and I tried this year to do a combination of 2 days in places that I knew about that I like and 2 full days in new areas of Lake Hartwell. You fished a lake before, but for a lot of people watching and listening right now, you don't understand the sheer size of that lake. Yeah. You do.
Mm-hmm.
But like Surface Acres, it's, you know, it's pretty big. It might be like 50 or 60,000 acres. But, dude, it's got so many nooks and crannies. Mm-hmm. Like you could literally spend a week in just one creek arm, right? In just the Seneca Creek or just the Tugaloo, you could spend a full week. So, you know, my scout was broken into looking at some new stuff, looking at some old stuff, but a lot of graph work, you know? And everything that I tried to imagine when I did that graph work was where, you know, in March, they're going to be coming. You know, they're going to be in some stage of wanting to spawn.
Right.
And everything I did revolved around looking at places where they're going to stop on their way to
the pre-spawn stuff.
The pre-spawn stuff.
Well, is the lake at Winter Pool?
The lake is low. The lake is low.
Where will it be?
It should be, you know, you'd think in the spring it would fill up a little bit, but the last two classics I fished there, it was low. It seems like Hartwell's been low for, you know, extended period of time. So the water was low. But, you know, I look for all that different stuff that's out off the bank. And you know, my deal is I want to know if there's a ditch going into a pocket, I want to know exactly how that ditch is laid out. I want to know exactly where it runs. If there's a lone brush pile next to that ditch, I want to know where that brush pile's at. You know, it's all that work that when I get back, I've only got three practice days. I want to shave all that work and go right to the key primo stuff.
How many waypoints?
Like 800 and something waypoints in 4 days. But I had about 1,100 from my scouting trip, 6 day scouting trip in 15 when I was there. And so if I decide to download those, I'm going in with about 2,000 waypoints.
How do you even begin to manage that?
It's pretty tough to manage. And that's a trick, right? It's like, do you want to go and run history, or do you want to fish free, or do you want to do a combination of both? You know, and I'll have to figure that out. Yeah. I can tell you the colder that event will be, the more the stuff I did will be important. If it ends up being a week of warm weather leading up to the event, you could pretty much throw all that out the window, you know, if they get on the bank and start doing their thing.
I have a question. If this even exists, right, is when you're practicing, do you in advance know if there's a creek that warms up before the others through periodical history? Or
yeah, I mean,
is
you
there
can,
something you look for that?
You can do that through research. So give an example. Like in the Seneca, the water coming down the Seneca tends to be warmer for a couple factors. You've got water being released out of Kiwi, and then you have a treatment plant behind Clemson University, which tends to release out a little bit warmer water. So Seneca Creek, you know, you can already know that it tends to be a little warmer there. But again, you know, everybody kind of knows that, right? So you got 50 guys, a lot of them are shallow water guys that want to fish that way, that are saying, man, I'm just going to camp in the Seneca this whole tournament, right? So, you know, if you were ever to want something, I want it to be cold. I want it to be terrible fishing, shallow. I want them to be off the bank because that's where that work will come into play. You know, and I think I'll have a small advantage.
So you're banking on that Farmer's Almanac prediction of a miserable winter.
I want it cold. I want it miserable. I want it miserable. Nice. But it was great practice, Pete. Thank you for asking. And then I got a chance to film the last Going Ike of the year. And we got to film it with a good friend of ours, Britt Myers, on CS Motorsports. And filmed at Lake Wylie on his home lake in North Carolina. I was only there one other time. It was for the Classic, so it was cool being back there. And then also got to do a truck build in combination with the Going Ike show and let Britt work his magic with that brand new Tundra.
Well, so you filmed some of the truck?
We did. It's going to be a really cool show. So, you know, Dave, you flip through the TV before and you see these auto channels that do these builds and they bring these trucks in. And so I got to experience that, right? So I got a Tundra that got pulled in there that was totally stock. And over the last 4 to 6 weeks, talking to Britt about concepts and ideas. And just, oh, man, let's do it different. Let's do something that's eye-catching. You know, Britt would have an idea, I'd have an idea. And we did a reveal. So we fished all day Saturday, caught the snot out of them on Lake Wylie, got back that night, went to the shop, and, you know, they kind of, like, walked me in. And you think all that's staged, you know, when you see it on TV?
Yeah.
Dude, it was incredible to see it. Like, and they opened the back door, and there it was. And you see all this stuff that you were dreaming about seeing. Actually be a physical thing.
Yeah.
So cool, man. Amazing.
That must be.
It was amazing. And by the way, everybody watching tonight, I'm going to be posting pictures over the next couple of weeks of the entire build project from start to finish, including a lot of the great companies that helped with the build. And it's going to be pretty cool.
Congratulations, Britt.
Yeah.
Amazing job.
Awesome.
I mean, I got to see it, you know, briefly. It was I can't wait to see it in the light.
It's crazy.
I drove my truck up to it with lights on it so that I could see it.
It's unbelievable. It's
awesome.
It was interesting driving back. I had an 8-hour drive from Charlotte, and dude, literally causing traffic jams. I'm just driving my uncle, and we're listening to the football game, and
no logos at all.
No logos on the truck at all. But people, would, you know, somebody would come flying up, and then they'd slow back and stop, and be like, "What the?" You know, you could see them.
So it's not wrapped yet.
It's not wrapped yet.
Okay.
It's the stock. So pretty incredible, though. Pretty incredible. So shout out to Britt Myers. Shout out to CS Motorsports. Thanks, Britt. You're going to be seeing a lot of pictures of that coming up real soon. So pretty awesome.
Outstanding.
Pretty awesome. How you doing, Dave?
Good, man.
Storm Trooper time?
Yeah, sure.
I think Oh, wait, Brian, Stormtrooper time, or? Sure, okay. A little Stormtrooper time here. And
is this to celebrate the new Star Wars movie?
This is a combination. You know, he has to travel really long, far away, as you know, but he wanted to come here. He's always making an appearance here in our Christmas special. Let's give it up. The one and only Stormtrooper on Ike Live Christmas special. Stormtrooper, how are you tonight?
Very good. Thank you.
Good, good. Stormtrooper, I know you're from a really, really far away. You've got a lot of different, you know, rules, regulations on your holidays, how you celebrate. Do Stormtroopers celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah, or what do you got going?
We do. We celebrate Christmas.
Okay.
It is a German holiday. Do not forget.
Okay.
St. Nicholas.
Right.
Does German.
Yes, that's true.
That what brings me here today.
Okay.
I have a bone to pick with Santa.
Oh, Santa. You have a bone to pick with Santa.
Last year.
Yes.
Multiple stockings full of coal.
Yes. Wow, Santa, you gave coal to the Stormtrooper.
Well, you know,
it's cool,
true.
Man.
Why? Why?
Well, you know, excessive abuse to the co-host of the Ike Live show.
Right.
You know.
If you want abuse, I'll show you abuse. Santa,
yes?
Your mama is so fat that the only chimney she can slide down is at Three Mile Island.
Wow! Santa! I knew the missus was pretty hefty, but that's incredible. Three Mile Island.
Santa, your mother's breath is so stank that Blitzer prefers to smell Donna's farts.
Wow! Santa, and there is a little truth to that. I mean, Mrs. Claus has
There's a little truth to
it? A little bit. She should brush. She should floss.
She's very hygienic.
She is. Okay. Well, I don't know about that one then. Maybe that's
right. I sense more coal.
Okay. More coal coming.
More coal coming. More
coal. I was going to stop at two, but now I will give you three.
Oh, one more.
You will now get three.
Oh, three.
Santa, your mom's box is so banged up. Reaction Innovations named a bed after it.
Andre Moore named a bait after Mrs. Santa's box. Yes. That's incredible. Stormtrooper, while you're here, though, I know you're real busy.
What was the bait's name?
What was the bait's name?
I just named it. I don't know.
Stormtrooper, while you're here, we do have a small present for you from the Ike Live crew. And you've been such a key part of the show over the years, Stormtrooper. We have a stocking full of gifts. And we would like you to, one by one, Stormtrooper, please remove the gifts and look at it and give us your honest opinion of why you think you're receiving this stocking gift.
I will proudly accept your token of appreciation as my podcast Oscar.
Okay, Stormtrooper, your stocking.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I am now unveiling the first present.
Okay. The first one is... It's a mirror!
It is a dollar store mirror. Facial blotting sheet. My thoughts on this is... I will pay it forward to my wife.
Okay! All right, pay forward to your wife. Next one?
There's a lot of presents in here. hand sanitizer. Very good, Vin. To put on my hands after beating confessions.
Oh! Beating confessions, okay. It's a cell phone!
Dave's most recent phone.
It's a flip phone!
Yes, yes, hello. man, one, I'm sorry, one more. All right, here we go.
One more!
This is a... Apparently, some kind of a fart device with an... Yes.
Do you know, is it true, does Mel ever fart in front of his, in front of Dave?
We absolutely have a no-fart rule in place. Never, ever, unless there is a tickle fight, then sometimes they squeeze out.
Okay. Perfect. Wait, turn that. I think it's a compass. Do you know anyone that gets lost? There's a compass on the back of that thing right there.
Very, oh my god. Could you have put smaller gifts in here next time, please?
I think there's one more, Stormtrooper. One more. And the last one is?
A smaller token of myself, Christmas ornament of the Stormtrooper.
Yeah! Star Trooper.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for helping that. Appreciate it. Thank you for coming all the way from the solar system, wherever you're from.
All the way.
Thank you for having me and feeding me freezing cold sausage.
You're welcome. Star Trooper, everybody. Star Trooper.
That's very nice.
Wow. Very nice. Cool. Right before we get on to, I think we've got a guest Skyping in right now. Eric, let's go ahead and select another winner. It's been 10 minutes. Hold on. Let me ring the bell. It's time for a prize. Eric?
Yeah, this
got?
One's going to go to Jeff Loins. He sent over an awesome picture of him and his son watching the show together. I think his son's only a year old, so he's definitely a winner.
Okay, can we get the picture up, or is that
No. I don't know if we've got that technology at the moment.
Come on, dude. It'll crash the whole system.
I got a guest on Skype. What are you doing?
All right, sorry. All right, so what's his name, Jeff?
Yep, Jeff Loins.
Jeff, your prize package is a TH Woolly cap and the Eliminator. Prop nut, Pete.
Ooh, that's awesome. Great.
That's a sharp looking hat. Asset. I like that hat a lot.
Yes, and in this beautiful red color, same one I use on my boat, by the way. The beautiful red, anodized red color on the prop nut.
It's like a ladle.
And the woolly.
Dreidel.
Good job, Jeff. Send in your address through the IM. We won't put it through. Get your prize. Thank you very much. All right, Santa Claus, I'm excited. We've got a guest joining us right now. Man, we've both known this guy for a long time. I've known him forever. Amazing guy, really good friend. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong. Correct. This may be the first time.
Oh yeah.
This guest is on iClub. Yeah, I'm stoked.
It's about time.
Yeah, it is about time. It's about damn time. I'm stoked to have him joining us tonight. We're gonna find out where he's at right now. But joining us on Skype, can't believe Brian got it to work. Mm-hmm. Joining us on Skype is the one and only Mr. Jeff Crete. Everybody, Jeff Crete, join us tonight. Hey, Jeff.
You got me?
We got you.
Woo!
Woo! Wow. How you doing, Jeff?
It kind of stressed me out a little bit, I'm not going to lie.
Wow! You couldn't have been any more stressed out than Brian the Carpenter.
I agree.
Probably equal.
Do you get sweaty armpits and itch your neck as well?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I do. Is that what he does, too?
He does that.
Breaks out in hives.
Yeah. I see you got my little buddy Gino in there, too, with you.
We do. Gene in studio with us tonight.
Big time in it.
We've uncovered some very interesting stories about Gene tonight. Anything you want to add to the debauchery of stories that we're throwing on Gene tonight?
I don't know which ones you told. Skype, I've got millions on him, though.
Oh, well, we heard a little bit of a frog story. We heard a little bit of a hook in the finger story.
Gene is probably one of the most giving people I've ever known, one of the best businessmen I've ever known, but he is definitely not the toughest guy I've ever known.
Hey, Jeff, you told us about a late night in Austin with a sailor named Chet. You know anything about that?
I tried to prevent it, but I couldn't.
That's awesome. Now I got to know, you're joining us for Mike Live tonight. Are you drinking a beer tonight or an adult beverage?
Yeah, I actually have one, but I put it in a Yeti cup because I didn't know if it was acceptable.
It's very acceptable on the show.
Very acceptable.
You can do anything on the show. Jeff, first of all, what have you been up to, man? It's been since the last Major League Fishing, a couple months ago since I've seen you. Tell me, give our listeners and viewers an update on what you've been doing.
Well, I try to I fish 2 or 3 days a week when I'm home, and then anytime I get good weather, I go and I fish either for marlin or tuna. I just got in about a day ago from a tuna trip.
Wow. Now, see, this is phenomenal to me, Pete, because Jeff, we've talked about this, and I still got to get out with you and fish one of these days. But, dude, this is like fishing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, bass fishing is not
big game fishing.
Yeah, this is like real, like giant fish, giant boat. Dude, what is that boat you got, Crete? What is it? It's like 80,000 feet long, or what is it?
Yeah, it's got a dozen 300 on the back.
I've got a 40-footer with the quad 300.
Oh,
yes.
300s.
We ran out about 200 miles. And, y'all, you liked it, man. The tuna fishing is right now, it's world class. And we caught them, caught them casting, you know, casting topwaters.
Oh my God.
It's a lot like a rattle trap. And
well,
now I don't want to put anything on our very own Eric the intern here, but Eric the intern set up an Ike Live fishing trip, Jeff, a few weeks ago, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, and he promised us all these giant fish catches, and it did not materialize whatsoever. We would love, we want to come down. The whole Ike Live crew wants to come down and fish with you next year. Is that possible? Can you set that up?
I can do it. You know, here's the deal. You know, when we go fish the Great Lakes, it's always a deal. If you can get to them, you can catch them. That's how the tuna fishing is. If the weather's right and I can get us out there, we're going to catch them.
Wow. Well, now Pete has a problem with seasickness. Is this going to be an issue?
Yes, it will be.
Pete, you want to defend yourself on that?
Well, I have a solution for seasickness. It's just you just have to have enough Captain Morgans for the trip, and you never get sick.
What if we chartered out?
When we take guys out there, it's not. We don't care if you get sick. It's how you handle the sickness. You know what I'm saying? Like my buddy sitting across from you, Gene is not a good guy to have when he gets sick.
No?
No. He curls up in a ball. And
but Aaron Martin's good to have on the boat when you are sick because he rubbed my head. He's like, you'll be all right.
Was he patting your head?
Yeah, he's like, you're going to be all right, buddy.
Man. Oh, my God.
He wasn't really going to let me go down.
Aaron's great. So, he's awesome.
Now, Jeff, I want to know, what is it, I got to ask you, what is it about the saltwater thing? Because there's been a lot of bass guys that have made that conversion, right? Like Ish Monroe, Andre Moore, we mentioned his name earlier. A lot of guys have caught that saltwater bug, and Ish has flat out told me, I'd rather be saltwater fishing than bass fishing. Can you say the same, and what was it about saltwater fishing that attracted you to it?
No, I think so. You know, part of the deal is, and you know, I mean, you and I both fished the tour for a long, long time, and it's such an individual sport. You know, we drive thousands of miles by ourselves. We practice by ourselves. The tournament day is by ourselves. I mean, of course, we have a marshal, but, I mean, you know, we may have a little conversation, but when we go offshore, you know, I load a big boat up with, you know, a good crew of good buddies, and we run out, and, you know, I've got a pretty nice stereo in the boat. I mean, it's still very serious fishing, but now you've got a crew, you've got a team, instead of just individual all the time.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. Pete, I told you, the more I fish for other species, mm-hmm. salt or even other freshwater species, the more I'm opening my eyes to fishing in a broader sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, as fishermen, I love any kind of fishing right. that you get a chance to do. The only thing that's kept me from the big water is that stupid seasickness. I can't believe I fish for a living and I get seasick. It's ridiculous. But I read something somewhere, Jeff, where you used to hunt deer a lot, but you've pretty much cashed in your deer hunting.
I bow hunted all my life, and man, I've done a lot of shows, bow hunting shows, and I've shot a lot of big deer, and it's a deal now that, I mean, when I have time, I mean, I'd rather go offshore. I mean, I really like the marlin fishing a lot. I mean, we catch a lot of tuna. I mean, I probably caught 40 yellowfin tuna, you know, the day before yesterday. I mean, we let go. Boy, we didn't even keep any. I have so much tuna. Matter of fact, I'm eating tuna tonight. I have so much tuna. But it's, you know, the marlin fishing is really my favorite.
And why is that? What's so cool about marlin fishing?
But, you know, it's just, you know, the marlin are so big. Like the other day, about 2 weeks ago, we went out. We had a great, great trip. We went 4 for 5 on marlin, and you know, the quickest fight we had was 50 minutes, and the longest one was 4 hours and 20 minutes. Hmm. You know, you're fighting a fish that, I mean, that's kind of king of the ocean, you know, and to be able to land one of those things. Everybody says they want to catch a marlin until they catch a marlin.
Well, I got to admit something right now. And again, I'm going to put you on the spot. I definitely want to try to get this together for next year for the Ike Live Crew. But, Jeff, I've never caught a marlin. It's on my bucket list. I would love to catch one. I don't know. I would do a lot of things for one.
Because here's the deal. I've bass fished around you enough. I know how. I've been fishing tournaments with you in the same area, and I know how excited you can get over a 2-pounder. I want to see how excited you get over a 500-pounder.
I couldn't imagine. I couldn't even imagine. That's insane. Speaking of tournaments, I want to get your opinion on this. And you know, the MLF circuit has been so good in the last few years. Pete and I discuss it all the time. You can't run into somebody anymore that doesn't, you know, say, oh, my God, did you see that last MLF event? Or, you know, did you see Crete catch that big one on MLF? Oh, my God, he's throwing a float. What is it about that circuit? Why is it so successful? What is it about that deal that's working?
You know, I mean, I'm not trying to, the deal is, it's a true, in my opinion, it's the purest form of the sport. You fish it. You know how it is. We go out there and we fish. I mean, we have a camera on us every second from the time we put the boat in the water till the end of the day. In so many fishing shows now, and even tournament shows, I mean, I don't want to just see a fish slung in the boat. I want to see the whole deal.
Right.
I like it when you get stressed out. I know I get stressed out. I know you get mad. I mean, there was one the other day we fished that I broke a rod in 15 pieces. I mean, it's an intense deal. You're an intense guy. And I mean, I love to fish a tournament of any kind, but you know, I'm to the point now where, you know, probably my least favorite thing about the Bassmaster Elites is the meetings and the practice. Tired of practice. I know you got tired of practice.
Yeah. Let me ask something real quick, Pete, just because I'll forget it if I don't ask it. And I'm going to put, Jeff, I want to put you on the spot. Is MLF doing a better job than Bass right now?
On television, there's no comparison. That's like saying which is better, eight track or a CD.
Well, by the way, Dave,
8-track's pretty.
Yeah, our
pretty
very
strong.
Own Dave Brodzik still has an 8-track. So.
Yeah. But I mean, they both have their place. I mean, you know. You and I wouldn't be where we were without Bass.
Yeah.
But as far as a TV show and all that, yeah, I mean, I love it. I mean, you know, here's the deal, Mike. I mean, you've done very well on both circuits, but you always seem to excel in Major League fishing. But you're a good fish finder. You're natural. You fish hard. You fish a fast pace, and the style fits you very well. You're always high in the points. You always seem to catch them, and I like that. I mean, I'm not taking it away from anybody that's on the elites. They're all really good fishermen. But I don't want to see it now that the rules change. I'm excited about it, but I mean, it's hard to me to look at a tournament that's 5 months away. I'm not even concerned about that tournament.
Right.
I like getting up and getting it on. I want to show up and I want it to count right then.
Yeah, there is something special to that. You know what I mean? The no practice, the no information,
mm-hmm.
the find out where you're fishing, you know, the day before the hotel mm-hmm. and then the morning of the lake. There is something special about that. You got to admit that.
I do admit it, but don't you? I mean, part of the fishing is, you know, developing those offshore patterns.
Right.
Those obscure
That's
things.
True.
That's I guess the only thing we don't see a lot of in MLF.
You don't
because
not
of that.
All the time, but once in a while you do see it.
Yeah, I saw the smallmouth.
Aaron Martin broke
shootout.
The record. Found an amazing offshore spot. So you do see that. Yep. I want to change the topic. And Gene, you talked a little bit about this before we came on tonight. I heard you and Pete talking about it, but I want you to tell the story. I'm going to put you on the spot. Talk a little bit about Mr. Crete. A lot of people know Jeff, not as Jeff. Or not as Mr. Creep, but they know Jeff as the squirrel. Gene, tell us a little bit about how did Jeff get that name? We want to hear.
Now, I don't want to butcher it because Jeff can tell it really, really
all right,
good.
Let's hear you, and then Jeff, you can verify if this is true or not.
But from what I've been told is he was doing a tank demo at a boat show and had a bigger crowd than Van Damme.
Ooh.
And when he was getting off the stage, he mouthed off to Van Damme about the crowd, and Van Damme brought it to his attention that all those people were there to see the water skiing squirrel, not Jeff's tank demo. So that, I think that's kind of accurate. What do you think?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. I mean, it was. I thought I was killing it, you know? I had, no exaggeration. I mean, the whole arena was empty except for the tank, you know, and I thought I was like doing the best tank demo ever. And then they came walking up with that little cage and the little remote control boat, and everybody, and then I asked everybody, I said, who's here to see